With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm so glad that you've joined me for the next hour of wonderful listening. As we begin the new year, on today's program, we'll bring the Christmas celebration to a conclusion and move to the Feast of the Epiphany that celebrates the revelation of God in the human form of Jesus. We'll listen to great sacred choral and organ music by John Weaver, John Shepherd, Philip Wilby, Felix Mendelssohn, and others. We'll begin with organ music by Maurice Durufle, based on plain chant. His brief prelude on the Introit for Epiphany contains many of his compositional trademarks, especially that of setting plain chant melodies to his rich harmonic palette. We'll hear Todd Wilson play the Schutte organ at the Church of St. Thomas Aquinas in Dallas. Todd Wilson played the prelude on the Introit for Epiphany by French composer Maurice Durufle. He played at the Church of St. Thomas Aquinas in Dallas. John Weaver served for 35 years as director of music at New York's Madison Avenue Presbyterian Church, while also heading the organ departments at the Curtis Institute in Philadelphia and the Juilliard School in New York. His fanfare-like Epiphany Alleluias is performed here by the choir of the Church of the Epiphany in Washington, D.C. They're joined by the Washington Symphonic Brass, all conducted by Jeremy Filsell. Epiphany Alleluias by John Weaver. The choir of the Church of the Epiphany in Washington sang with the Washington Symphonic Brass and organist director Jeremy Filsell. We'll move back in time about a half a millennium to listen to music by Renaissance composer John Shepherd for Epiphany. His motet Reges Tharsis, The Kings of Tharsis, is the antiphon for Epiphany, taking a text from Psalm 72. The kings of Tharsis and the islands shall offer presents. The Schola Antiqua of Chicago performs, led by Michael Allen Anderson.
Thank you.
Regis Tharsis by John Shepherd was performed by the Schola Antiqua of Chicago, directed by Michael Allen Anderson. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. William Chatterton Dix's hymn, As With Gladness Men of Old, is next. He wrote these words in his early 20s when he was ill in bed and unable to attend an Epiphany service. It's paired with the tune, Dix, composed by Conrad Kocher. It's arranged here by Graham Ross, who leads the choir of Clare College, Cambridge. As With Gladness, Men of Old, as arranged by Graham Ross, who led the choir of Clare College, Cambridge, in this performance. Next, we'll listen to two very different pieces which present interpretations of the text of the first verses of the first chapter of the Gospel of John. Carson Kuhman's slowly unfolding and luminous anthem, In the Beginning Was the Word, was written in 1999 and is sung by the choir of Royal Holloway, directed by Rupert Goff. That'll be followed by Rosephany Powell's highly rhythmic piece, The Word Was God, performed by the Atlanta Master Chorale. Eric Nelson conducts. Eric Nelson led the Atlanta Master Chorale in The Word Was God by Rosephony Powell. Earlier, we heard the choir of Royal Holloway as they sang In the Beginning Was the Word by Carson Kuman. Rupert Goff directed, with Samuel Rathbone playing the organ. Felix Mendelssohn is known, among other things, for his two great oratorios, St. Paul and Elijah, composed in 1836 and 1846, respectively. He began a third oratorio, Christus, based on the life of Christ, but it was left unfinished at his death in 1847. The anthem, When Jesus Our Lord, comes from this unfinished oratorio and is the portion that depicts the arrival of the kings, having followed the star to Bethlehem. John Scott leads the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London. When Jesus Our Lord, from the unfinished oratorio Christus by Felix Mendelssohn, was performed by the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London. John Scott directed, with Hugh Williams accompanying. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Jeffrey Bush composed a delightful miniature for organ on the carol I Saw Three Ships, which we'll hear performed by Yuri McCoy on the Schoenstein organ in St. Basil's Chapel at the University of St. Thomas in Houston. Yuri McCoy played I Saw Three Ships by Jeffrey Bush. He played the organ in St. Basil's Chapel on the campus of the University of St. Thomas in Houston. One of the great chorale texts and tunes by Philip Nicolai is the Epiphany hymn, How Bright Appears the Morning Star. We'll hear it sung as a hymn by the choir of St. Mark's Cathedral in Seattle, led by the incomparable Mel Butler. Mel Butler led the choir of St. Mark's Cathedral in Seattle in the great Epiphany hymn, How Bright Appears the Morning Star. We return to St. Basil's Chapel at the University of St. Thomas in Houston to hear a Christmas anthem by Philip Wilby on a text by Ben Johnson, The Word Made Flesh. Brady Knapp conducts the University Singers of the University of St. Thomas, with Yuri McCoy accompanying at the organ.
Thank you.
The Word Made Flesh by British composer Philip Wilby, who has served for many years as a professor at the University of Leeds. He attributes his inspiration as a composer to the music of Herbert Howells. Brady Knapp led the University Singers of the University of St. Thomas in this recording. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The traditional carol We Three Kings receives a new treatment from Philip Stopford in our next selection, performed by the Truro Cathedral Choir, led by Christopher Gray. The BBC National Orchestra of Wales accompanies. We Three Kings, as arranged by Philip Stopford and performed by the Truro Cathedral Choir and the BBC National Orchestra of Wales. Christopher Gray directed. The mystical and earthy aspects of the Word becoming flesh are juxtaposed in Paul Halley's exciting anthem, Verbum Caro Factum Est. The composer leads Gaudeamus and Chorus Angelicus in this performance.
Thank you.
Paul Halley led Gaudeamus and Chorus Angelicus in his own composition, Verbum Caro Factum Est. Prophecy is fulfilled in the stirring chorus from Arthur Honegger's King David, "And God said, one day shall dawn." It's performed by the massed choirs of St. Olaf College with the St. Olaf Orchestra, all conducted by Anton Armstrong. "And God Said, One Day Shall Dawn" from King David by Arthur Honegger. Anton Armstrong led the massed choirs of St. Olaf College and the St. Olaf Orchestra, taken from the live performance of Christmas at St. Olaf 2014. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today as we've listened to music to close the Christmas season and mark the Feast of the Epiphany. I hope you've enjoyed the selections on today's program and found them to be inspiring and uplifting. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also find us on Facebook. And if you'd like to write to us, we'd love to hear from you. You can send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.